It's Wednesday, January 11, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. 10 people were killed on January 7th in broad daylight in a Christian village in northern Nigeria, Africa, after an attack by Islamic Fulani militants, reports the World Watch Monitor. Americans United for Life released its annual report yesterday about the most pro-life and pro-abortion states when it comes to passing pro-life legislation that protects women and unborn children. The top three most pro-life states are Oklahoma, Kansas, and Louisiana. And the top three most pro-abortion states are Washington, California, and Vermont. A group of black pastors rallied in Washington, D.C. for Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions, reports USA Today. Bishop Harry Jackson, the pastor of Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, said Sessions, quote, worked to bankrupt the KKK in Alabama with a $7 million judgment, unquote, and helped to desegregate the state's public school system. While conservatives and Christians have been pleased with Trump's cabinet picks, there's one glaring exception. Rex Tillerson, CEO of ExxonMobil, who was tapped to be Secretary of State, not only has been supportive of the abortion industry through his company's donations to abortionists, but also played a key role as a board member of the Boy Scouts in exposing young boys to homosexual adults. If all 9 Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and Republican Marco Rubio, who objects to Tillerson's relationship with Russia, oppose the ExxonMobil CEO, he would not be confirmed. Popular retailer L.L. Bean is pushing back against a social media-fueled call for consumers to consider boycotting its products yesterday because one of its owners, Linda Bean, donated $60,000 to a pro-Trump political action committee, reports the Daily Mail. Publisher HarperCollins said yesterday that it will stop selling a book by conservative Fox News contributor Monica Crowley because an investigation found more than 50 instances of plagiarism, reports CNN Money. Crowley was picked by President-elect Donald Trump to serve as senior director of strategic communications for the National Security Council. In the weeks after Roger Ailes was ousted as the chairman of Fox News last July, amid a sexual harassment scandal, another sexual harassment scandal came to light. According to a report surfacing in the New York Times, Fox News executives struck an agreement with a longtime on-air personality who had come forward with accusations against the network's top host, Bill O'Reilly. The employee, Juliet Huddy, testified that O'Reilly pursued a sexual relationship with her in 2011, at which time he had significant influence over her career. She said he tried to derail her career when she rebuffed his advances. In exchange for her silence and agreement not to sue, she was paid a sum in the high six figures. Proverbs 28:13 reminds us that whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Planned Parenthood supporters are worried that the GOP will defund Planned Parenthood, and pro-life advocates are optimistic. According to Life News, several celebrities have even started a fundraiser for the abortion giant. The Worldview spoke to Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, about the defunding.
There will be enough support in Congress to defund Planned Parenthood. They actually did pass a bill in the previous session to defund Planned Parenthood, only to have President Obama veto it. So this time we have a president who will sign it, and I fully expect it to happen.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin has signed bills into law this past Saturday that ban late-term abortions and require women seeking abortions to undergo an ultrasound. Dylan Roof, the avowed white supremacist who shot and killed 9 black Christians at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina in June 2015, was sentenced to death yesterday. During the sentencing phase, Ruth, representing himself, declared, quote, I felt like I had to do it, unquote. Genesis 9:6 says, whoever sheds human blood, by humans shall their blood be shed, for in the image of God has God made man. Michael Ferris, the founder of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, announced yesterday that he is resigning from HSLDA to become the new president for Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal rights group. He said he will still remain on the board of the homeschool organization he founded. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, January 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.